This is VOA News, the afternoon. I'm Marissa Milton. Officials in southern Afghanistan confirmed Sunday that an overnight rocket attack by Taliban insurgents damaged the runway at Kandahar Airport, forcing suspension of all flights. The attack occurred during ongoing fierce clashes between Afghan security forces and the Taliban in Kandahar and the city of Lashkargah, the capital of Helmand Province. Afghan authorities said several rockets struck the airport and all flights out of the country's second largest city have been halted until the runway is repaired. A Taliban spokesman told VOA that fighter aircraft were using the Kandahar airport for launching strikes against the Taliban and also civilian homes in the area. Senior Afghan military and police officials in Helmand told VOA that overnight airstrikes killed more than 50 Taliban fighters in Lashkargah, and clearing operations were underway in parts of the city. In recent days, the Taliban have staged major assaults on Kandahar, Lashkargah, and Herat, the capital of the western Herat province. Both of the warring sides routinely inflate their battlefield gains, which are difficult to verify because of a lack of independent sources in the Afghan conflict zones. Security conditions have deteriorated across Afghanistan since May the 1st, when the United States and NATO allies, after a 20-year presence, began withdrawing their last remaining troops from the country. Niger's defense ministry said Sunday that 15 soldiers were killed as a result of an ambush in southwestern Niger a day earlier. The defense ministry blamed the attack on what it called armed terrorist groups. The ministry said late Sunday that assailants ambushed a supply mission in Torodi commune, after which soldiers evacuating the wounded hit an improvised explosive device.